Playing the biggest Aussie hits at night right around the country. It's Matty Garwood for Ozmade, and we're loving brand new stuff from electronic music wonder kid Black Summer, a.k.a. Rhys Toms. He is joining us here tonight because he's got a brand new one out. He's featured Ashton on this one. It's called Double Edged. Rhys, thanks so much for taking the time out for Ozmade.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me.
Tell us a little bit about Double Edge.
So Double Edge is my newest single that came out, and it's featuring Ashton, who I've met previously in other studios. I worked with her about 2 years ago, I think. We're in a studio in Sydney. Basically, how this whole thing came about was, like, Tech was at a party, and I happened to be in LA as well. He met Ashton there, and when they were talking, I came up in the conversation. Ashton was like, yeah, I've worked with Rhys as well. So Tech was like, oh yeah, cool, we should sort something out then.
Yeah.
So it was like this big coincidence, and Dali happened to be there as well. Tech messaged her and was like, you're down to come over and work on some stuff. We just had fun, and this song came about, and we kind of just went through with it and just kept working on it, and it turned into this.
Now, Rhys, you're only 16 years old as well.
Yeah.
That's awesome. How did you actually get into producing this music?
My dad's always been interested in music, cool. And so has my mum. And he showed me like heavy metal and stuff.
Sick.
When I was like 10 or like 9 or 10 years old. One day I was just flicking through channels on TV. I flicked MTV and I heard Skrillex playing. And to me, it sounded like an electronic version of like heavy metal,
sure,
or something. So I kind of just gravitated towards it. I was into computers at the time as well. I thought it was really cool making like electronic music on your computer and stuff. From there, I just listened to the music more. And then I managed to convince my parents to like get me a really low quality mixing deck and let me use his old work laptop and stuff. From there, I just made the songs. And one day my dad just thought it would be cool just for fun, just post a couple of my tracks. It just blew up from there. Like, they couldn't believe that I was 11 at the time. They actually like messaged us like 5 days later, and they're like, is this real? Like, are you actually 11, or are you just doing this for like attention?
Yeah.
And I was like, nah, I'm 11.
How
and they're
awesome.
Like, holy crap. Yes, they came over and did an interview, and that interview went viral, and that's how I met Tech, because he saw the interview and he messaged
awesome.
Me. Yeah, my friends were like kicking the ball out and stuff, and I'm just inside working on songs and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, but one of the hardest things for you as well is that you've probably still got quite a commitment to going to school at the moment.
Oh, I just had exams and everything. I managed to pass all my exams.
That's good.
I passed all my grades and stuff. That's good. It's been really difficult to like manage both things, because it's starting to get to the point where I'm like, I need to put like all my time into it.
Mm.
And it's like becoming more of like a full-time career than just a hobby. If I do my music, then it's going to be like affecting my grades. And
sure.
If I do school, then it's going to be affecting my music. And I'm trying to find this like balance between both.
Yeah, that would be hard. And you play in some bands at school as well?
Yeah, I'm in a rock band. I also used to do singing lessons, but that didn't work well. But
okay.
Yeah. I try to like involve myself with as much stuff as I can at school as well, just
yeah,
to like learn new instruments and stuff, because I think it's really cool to be able to just make a song and pick up any instrument and just work on it like that, you know?
Double Edge, the brand new one, has got quite a graphic little film clip that goes along with it. What was the thinking behind that?
The song itself is about a toxic relationship and like how relationships can be like a double-edged sword, and it's like it just hurts both people. So I figured that if the song's going to be really metaphorical in that way with like the whole sword thing and everything, I thought it'd be really cool to do the same kind of concept with the video.
So what else have you got coming up for the rest of the year and into 2020? Got some big plans?
Yeah, I'm going to release a lot more music, and I'm also going to hopefully get a lot more gigs down, because I really want to start performing more. I've done a few gigs this year, but like it's really been just trying to get more music prepared to like release. So now that I've got all this stuff ready, I think it's going to be a lot more on the gig side. But
yeah. And where else can all the people find out all the details that are coming up for you?
So you can follow me on my Instagram at EDM Black Summer, one word, EDM Black Summer.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I post most of my stuff.
Yeah.
I also just have a Facebook, which is just Black Summer. Those are the best places to see what I'm up to and see what I got coming up. So
awesome, mate. Well, I'm very much looking forward to seeing what comes up. At only 16 years old, creating something like Double Edge with Ashton on the brand new one. It's pretty inspiring, mate. Very, very much looking forward to it.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Yeah.
We're going to play it right now. Would you like to introduce it for me?
Hi, this is Black Summer, and you're listening to Double Edge featuring Ashton.